Okay, our good friend James Rodriguez joins us now, senior real estate reporter. James, I hope you don't mind I call you a good friend since we have you on every month or so.
Oh, absolutely. No, thank you so much for having me again.
You write great stuff, and it often is about the housing market, usually always. And I'm kind of amazed at how many deals for homes are falling through right now. What's the number?
Yeah, it's kind of wild. So the real estate firm Redfin has it at about 15% of home purchase agreements fell through in July, and that's the highest percentage for that particular month since at least 2017 when Redfin started tracking this data. But seeing an uptick like that in the summer, this is kind of seasonal data, so it typically goes up higher in the winter. So to see that kind of uptick in the summer is really interesting.
15%, that's the highest month since they started tracking?
So that is the highest July since they started tracking. So there
are
months that were higher than that, but typically those are seen in, say, October or later in the winter when buyers typically feel less urgency. So, again, to see it as high as 15%, when we've seen lows of 11.6% in 2020 and 2021 for July, I think that's pretty significant.
Yeah. I mean, that's a significant change in percentage. So what's going on? Is this economic uncertainty of where the future is in our economy trickling through? Although over the past few years, we've had a lot of that over time. So what is happening? Do we know?
Yeah, I think it's a few things. I think it's one thing that we're really seeing is just the shifting dynamics in terms of just power, bargaining power. Buyers have a lot more negotiating power. So they're taking their time. They're looking at, they're really scrutinizing homes, and you know, even after they land that winning offer, they went out on a home, which was so hard to do back in 2021, they may still kind of have a wandering eye and say, maybe I'm missing out on a better deal somewhere else. There are a lot of homes on the market, particularly in the Sun Belt and the lower half of the U.S., and so buyers just have a lot of options, and the ones that are, I think the ones that are really in the market can afford to kind of look around. And then I think what we're seeing too is there are a lot of issues related to, you know, financing. Everything is more expensive. People may just have plain old cold feet and just say, look, the home ownership costs are going up. I'm going to just back out of this. I think, it speaks to the uncertainty, but also the power that buyers have in the market today.
Could there be a little bit of the inventory is starting to come back just ever so slightly? There maybe are some more options. The rush to not have to do a purchase sight unseen, or, you know, some with no inspection, or just the rush to buy a house because there weren't so many of them has faded a little bit, and those options are becoming a little bit more plentiful, and people go, okay, well, I can spread it around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it really all comes down to supply and demand. So you have, on the demand side, buyers are kind of wary of the cost of home ownership. And then on the supply side, there are almost 25% more active listings in July than at the same point a year ago, according to data from Realtor.com. So there are a lot more homes on the market. And we're still, in some areas, inventory is actually above pre-pandemic levels. In a lot of areas, there's still quite a gap. But, you know, in places where they built a lot of new homes, so you think of like Texas and Florida, where home builders have been really busy, those are areas where, yeah, buyers have a lot of options.
Is Redfin the only place we have data for this, or do we have it anywhere else?
So I've also talked to people at John Burns Research and Consulting, and, you know, they don't exactly track the percentage of deals that are falling through, but what they did say is that 37% of agents who responded to a survey in earlier this summer, They also reported seeing cancellations above what they would have expected for that season. So directionally, you know, I was talking to the economists there, directionally they kind of see the same thing. Buyers are increasingly getting cold feet, or they're seeing things in the inspection where, you know, maybe a few years ago they wouldn't have even gotten the inspection. They would have waived their right to get an inspection, or they would have said, you know what, we just need this house. Okay, if it has a flooding-prone basement or something like that. You know, like buyers were more willing to overlook things a few years ago in the name of just getting into the market, whereas now I think what you're seeing is buyers are scrutinizing properties a lot more and saying, if I don't like this deal, I can just go somewhere else.
Okay. James Rodriguez, anything else you want to leave our listeners with today?
I think, you know, the only other thing is this dynamic could be shifting slightly. We've actually seen inventory go down a little bit over the past couple months. So I think it's going to be interesting to see into the fall and the winter where that goes. And I also want to point out that, of course, real estate is local. The Midwest and Northeast are places that are still a little bit more supply constrained. So those are areas where sellers do have more bargaining power than in, say, the lower half of the U.S.
Which is why home prices still going up here in Chicago year over year, 6.1%, well above the national average. Chicago in that in the list of the Schiller case where they do the top 20, for years and years, Chicago was number 20 or number 19. In the last couple of years, we've been in the top five and now at number two. Okay, James, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Sean.